Hi everyone, it's Tim Bosworth from Think Big Be Big. Hope you're well. It's Sunday, I think it's the 17th of January. Already, the year is pretty much flying by already. I wanted to talk to you about a great presentation I've just listened to. It's called The Art of the Start. Some of you may have heard of it before. It's by somebody I've been following for some time now, done by the name of a guy Kowalski. And he's pretty much a kind of thought leader in terms of sort of technology, innovation, etc. And there's a presentation that he gives. It's actually back in 2006, called The Art of the Start. And I just want to sort of summarize five or so points that he mentions in the presentation that I really felt sort of jumped out at me, and hopefully add value to yourselves in terms of your business and what you do as well. And the first thing that he mentions is about creating mantras and not mission statements. Think about it. Most of the businesses that you probably know or use in terms of brands that you associate with have mantras. It's all about sort of a belief. You know, mission statements, it can be so long-winded at times. We hope to reduce this by 30% that will allow us to increase market share, blah, blah, blah. Does anybody really care? How about you create mantras that make people believe in what you're doing? You know, Nike, just do it, is a perfect example of that. Simple, to the point. So yes, create mantras, not mission statements. The second point he mentions or talks about is you have to try and weave a mat. And it's a sort of a mnemonic he uses, weave a mat, and it stands for milestones, actions, and tasks. So, you know, throughout your business, whatever you're doing, try and create these milestones that you want to try and achieve by creating actions and obviously tasks that allow you to achieve those as well. So, weave a mat. And then, thirdly, lower the boundaries of adoption. You know, if your product, service, concept, or idea is too complicated, you know, if your mum can't get it, if your gran doesn't get it, then nobody else will. So don't expect everyone to. So lower the boundaries of adoption, make it easy for people to understand. The third thing he talks about is get people to work for you who are interested and infected by the love of the product. You know, get people to work for you who really believe in the idea, as opposed to you techies who just want to do it for the sake of doing it. You know, you really want people to believe in your idea and push it forward. 'Cause at that early stage in business, where it's really quite tough, you don't want people sort of bailing out because it gets hard. You want people to do it for the passion. So it talks about, you know, really get people to work for you who are infected with the love of the product. And then finally, which I thought was really quite key, he talks about when you're hiring people, you know, hire better people than yourself. You know, A people should hire A plus people. You know, B people should hire A people. You know, because if you hire somebody who's, you know, a B person, guess what? You're gonna probably get, you know, a B result, or if not a C result. So hire people who are better than you, because it sort of challenges you and it makes you a better person. It makes your business concept, service, or idea better as well. So they were just some of the points that I took from there, and I hope you find some value in those points as well. You can actually see the full presentation if you just go to thinkbigbebigentrepreneurs.com and then just type in the art of the start, and you should see the presentation there. And I hope you're well, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye bye.